Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways. I don't allow them to compliment me back because I can't take a compliment.
I like your beard.
Shut up. I'm leaving right now.
Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. It is hump day, which means Greg Bach is here.
I'm here.
Hello, friend.
Hi, buddy.
It's been a while.
It has been some weeks.
It's been at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Days upon hours.
Maybe three. Has it been 3 weeks?
2.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not possible because I've seen you. The last time I would have seen you would have been on Wednesday.
Fair.
So it has to be three weeks.
In my head, I do this show 5 days a week.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Does this take up that much space in your head?
I have my own little setup at home. And when you guys are on the show, I'm just like talking to nobody.
Giving your one-liners.
I get great points. I come up with great points.
Everyone would have laughed at that had I been in the studio today.
My Thursday segment is one of the highest. It's just great. It's just wonderful. You should really listen to my show.
You should record yourself.
No.
Jane Mettner, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Great to have Greg back. Great to have you back. Brooklyn is back. We are back to full force.
Full force. The whole team. Yes. Whole gang's here. All right. Well, coming up on today's show at 12 p.m., we are going to discuss the free speech survey that's going to be conducted across the UW system. It got delayed. Now it's back. Is this a good thing? Is this a partisan ruse? I don't know. I have thoughts.
A ruse.
A partisan ruse. So we're going to talk about that at 12 p.m. At 12:30, Dan Schaefer from Recombobulation is going to be here. We're going to talk about the news that broke yesterday. Or I guess today it'll be official of Judge Darrow getting into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Did we figure out how to say the other judge's name yet?
Partipashewitz.
Say what?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Partipashewitz.
Say it really quickly.
Partipashewitz?
Partipashewitz, I think.
Okay. Partipashewitz. Schwitz. Sounds like a meat.
Maybe Dan will know. All right. And then 1 o'clock, we're going to have some fun in the last hour. So the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about restaurant etiquette.
I have thoughts.
Something similar to this happened to me recently. As far as how long do you wait to get your food before you just say, I got to go and don't pay?
Yeah.
Who's the a-hole in that situation? So we're going to talk about that. We would love to get your thoughts.
I feel like it's
going to
be universal, but yeah, we'll get to
that. We'll get your thoughts. Yeah. As always, we always want your thoughts as the audience to call or text in. And then at 1:30, we will be doing a dramatic reading of the most bonkers summary of Cats the Musical I've ever read.
I can't wait to hear that.
It is so accurate because you walked out.
I did. I wanted to hear the memory song, which is the only song that cut through from that show for me. And you have to wait. I mean, it's pretty far into the show.
It's too late.
Is it not an intermission? I thought it was the last song, like the big dramatic ballad before they go to intermission.
And then I left.
Well, the summary will remind you of when it is.
I want to know more about that.
But why she left.
It was so awful.
Yeah.
There's not a strong plot.
I guess the question is, why did you go?
Because I thought there was a plot, Greg. I thought there was a storyline. I didn't realize it was
the songs are fun.
Well, I can't go to that play. I actually cannot go to that play.
Why?
Are you allergic?
I'm allergic to cats. And Jane, don't you ever step on my punchline again.
I'm sorry. I saw it coming from a mile away.
All right. Well, that is what's coming up in today's show. But this first hour is
serious.
The winning hour.
The winning hour.
Just lots of winning.
Lots of winning.
And the first win, a big win. Although, as I read more about it, there's some people who are not. They say it could have gone further. But I think in the spirit of how much that it feels like LGBTQ people have been under attack in one way or another for the last couple years, the Respect for Marriage Act passed yesterday under the leadership of our junior senator, Tammy Baldwin. I think it's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a good starting point, but I also, while I'm happy it happened, I do have some problems with it.
So let's lay the framework.
Spilled his house of info.
Yes. Yesterday, the Senate passed Tammy Baldwin's. She led the same-sex marriage legislation. It also covers interracial marriage, and it's now clearing the way for the bill to become law, because now it will go back to the House. And because the Democrats still hold the majority in the House. But there's also, I think, 47 Republicans in the House who have also agreed to pass this. And then it'll go to President Biden and it will be law. So what it does is it requires states to recognize marriages that are considered valid in the state where they were performed. But it does not mandate states to allow same-sex couples to marry should this is the big but, should the 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges decision, which was the decision that gave same-sex couples the right to marry, be overturned. So basically, what this law will do once the president signs it is it's as long as Obergefell stands, it's basically a moot law. It basically doesn't. I mean, that case protects same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
In the case that that case gets overturned, like Roe versus Wade,
just in case,
this is some protections as far as people who are married will not lose their license.
Yeah.
To be married.
Correct.
So, there was 12 Republicans in the Senate who voted for this.
Yep.
And broke ranks. Susan Collins, Portman from Ohio, Tillis from North Carolina, Burr from North Carolina, Mitt Romney, Murkowski, Blunt, is it Capito? Capito from West Virginia?
I think it's Capito.
Loomis, Capito. Sullivan from Arkansas, Young from Indiana, and Ernst from Iowa. You'll notice who was not on that list is our senior senator, Ron Johnson.
I don't even want to call him our senior senator.
What do you want to call him?
I want to call him our dopey senator. I'll come up with something better. I'm just putting he doesn't deserve the respect of senior senator. Okay? That's just how I feel. Okay. That's how I feel. He's terrible. I don't like him. Shocking news.
Shocking.
How about just old senator?
Our older senator.
Because then it also makes him feel like, oh, he's old. He doesn't know.
Is he older than Tammy?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
If not, he just looks older. Take that. Got him.
I feel like, because Tammy Baldwin's been in off. I grew up and Tammy was Madison's congresswoman. And so I grew up and she's always been in office. But I also feel like she's kind of just looked the same. And so I was like, she could be.
She hasn't aged.
She could
much.
Be 54 or 68 for all I know. Like, yeah. And I was like, I think she's looked basically the same since I remember her being in my memory whatsoever.
Tammy Baldwin is 60, Ron Johnson 67.
All right. So he is older. For sure. We'll call him our older senator who did not vote for this. And
of
so,
course not.
So let's lay the framework of why you... I think this is a win. I burst into tears. Which could be a variety of reasons. Just being emotional in general right now. But I was in a state of feeling things are so broken in the light of the Colorado shooting that happened while I was gone. Mm-hmm. All of this legislation in the last couple of years with the anti-trans youth sports stuff, the Don't Say Gay bill, like this has felt like at least a strong majority. Like you don't usually see bills voted in this strongly where this many Republicans break partisan lines to vote for something. And I feel like it is a good thing.
Yeah.
You can give your caveat, and then we will open it up to the listeners of whether or not they think this is a good thing, should have gone further, did they not need it, think it was needed at all. Get your calls and texts ready, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tell me what you...
Party.
Yeah, party. So what do you think?
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to use a sports reference.
That doesn't happen very often.
I know. Have you ever watched, and I'm going to say, let's say football, American football, because go USA World Cup. If you ever watch a Packer game and the Packers win by not much and neither team play very well, and you're like, I'll take it.
A win's a win.
A win's a win. That's what this is to me. It's a lot of backdoor dealing, in my opinion. The fact that Collins, Romney, and Murkowski are not shocking to me because Collins and Murkowski are always trying to court the left,
play the line,
and then will inevitably always disappoint us, and will always act like that's never been done before.
I mean, Susan Collins was very disappointed.
She was very disappointed. I don't know how this happened. Romney is a Mormon, and there are Mormon implications in there. There's.
It was the amendment, right?
It was the amendment, yeah. So they got his support. And Rob Portman has a child who is, I believe, gay. So it's no surprise to me that they supported it. Fine. Whatever. Cool. Great. A win's a win. But it also, at the end of the day, if the case is overturned, as you said, people won't lose their license, but they won't be able to attain new ones.
Well, in certain states.
In like 35 of them.
Really?
Yes. Because so MSNBC dropped an opinion piece like before we went on the air saying why this is a week old bill and that churches who discriminate won't lose any. Well, there'll be no ramifications if they would choose to discriminate against gay couples and not marry them and not recognize marriages and whatnot. So it's a pretty weak bill. Mm. It's not to say it isn't a start. It could get better. Will it? I don't think so, because I feel like the Republicans did the bare minimum to, one, get it out of the way, and two, be like, hey, we're cool. Yay. So for me, it's fine. But
it doesn't deserve to be in the winning hour. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that we're winning, me and you, and Brooklyn's winning.
Jane's winning.
Jane walked out on Cats. She's winning. Just short of getting your money back. I mean, that's a win in my book. I don't think it shouldn't be in the winning hour. I think it is a win. But like I said, it's an ugly victory, in my opinion. More could have been done. And I'm not as excited. I did not cry at all. Because whenever they say something like, oh my gosh, 12 Republicans broke rank, I'm like, okay, let's see how that sausage was made. Because it ain't going to be pretty.
But... All right. Well, we'll keep talking about this because I think it's interesting that there's a little bit more of a debate. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Sorry, I didn't get to let you do it. Text us, call us. What do you think? Is this a win? Is this a loss? Is this a win's a win? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's hump day. Hump day! It's hump day. Hump day!
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 14 overnight, under clear skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 34 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Upper 40s Friday, with a chance for scattered showers, upper 20s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Thank the advocates who have been fighting for marriage equality for decades. And I want to recognize the millions of same-sex and interracial couples who have truly made this moment possible by living their true selves and changing the hearts and minds of people around this country. Many of these same-sex and interracial couples are fearful. They are worried that the rights, responsibilities, and freedoms that they enjoy through civil marriage could be stripped away. Right now, the Senate has the opportunity to put those fears to rest and give millions of people in same-sex and interracial marriages the certainty, dignity, and respect that they need and deserve. By passing this bill, we are showing that the American government and people see them and respect them. I encourage all my colleagues to vote yes on the Respect for Marriage Act and move our country forward, and I yield to our leader.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is Wednesday, so Greg Bach is here, and we are talking about the Senate passing the Respect for Marriage Act yesterday. That was our junior senator, Tammy Baldwin, speaking on the Senate floor yesterday. I saw that video and her release, and I will be honest, it was before I understood some of the amendments, but it seemed like a big deal to me yesterday. Greg mm-hmm. feels like it's not as big of a deal as it could be.
Yeah.
Of what they could have gotten done. We want to take your calls and read your text messages on what you think about this it's basically cleared the way now as far as getting, it'll get passed in the House, it'll get signed by the president. 844-967-2789, that's 844-96.
Party.
Is this a win? Is this a loss? Is this an ugly win, to use the sports terminology? But I still say it's a win.
I say it's an ugly win, but a win's a win.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly, Jane, what do you think?
I think it's a win. I see Greg's point, but I think things move so incrementally that at least this is a step in the right direction. My concern now is, can't this be overturned by a different administration?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can be erased whomever takes control. I mean that's just how it works.
Well, they would need all three branches. I mean, they'd need both chambers and the president to overturn this.
They could also have.
But do you really see them getting to the point where there would be 60 votes in the Senate against it?
I'm not sure. I mean, let's remember that this is also, like, as far as the Republican Party goes, they tried to repeal Obamacare when they controlled both houses. like 100 times and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I don't see them doing it. But it's also like the fact that it, if the Supreme Court legislation gets overturned, that's the bigger thing, in my opinion. That's the problem I have, is if the Supreme Court legislation gets overturned, then the states get to do whatever they want. And if you don't think they're going to do whatever they want, that's more the, my problem isn't with the Senate or the Congress, because what they're going to do is they'll do the same thing they do with abortion. Be like, well, let the states work it out. It's a fist state. And they know that the states are going to do exactly what they want to do. And they're too chicken Schmidt to do themselves.
Good cover.
Thank you. So they'll throw it down to the states. The states will happily say, yeah, of course they can't get married. And there'll be a ton of them. And then people will be out of luck.
In that hypothetical situation.
Yes.
Because what do you think is polls better? Better being the majority of the population is more in favor of some sort of access to abortion, which is overwhelmingly in the majority, or supporting same-sex marriage? I think they're both at this point in the arc of history. The majorities are there as far as if that were to happen, in the same way that abortion was such a motivating factor in elections this year, don't you feel like that would be, again, a dangerous play of being a motivating factor for a future election, where even in red states, if that was, you know, for states that can actually have bills on the like the referendums on their ballot, and so as people would show up in the same way?
But the thing is like this bill, though, isn't a strong enough piece of legislation, I think, to create the ire, because the problem is that this legislation doesn't ultimately protect marriage nationwide. All it does is guarantee that if you've been married, your license is good. That doesn't mean you continue to get married. So I feel like if the Obergefell case gets overturned and the marriage and this law kicks in, then you're going to see a whole bunch of angry people saying, well, I want to get married and I live in Alabama, but I can't now. My friends are married. That's fine. I love my friends, but now I can't get married because Alabama no longer wants to issue licenses to new couples.
No, I understand that part. But this is a part, because what it also does is it repeals the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman. So it allows states to not recognize same-sex marriages from other states. So it overturns that,
okay,
which is a good thing, right?
But it doesn't require these states to issue new licenses.
Yeah.
If it gets overturned. All it does is protect the existing licenses. So to me, because I don't want to speak on anyone's behalf, because I'm sure people have their opinions on it, and that's fine.
Well, no, we want people's opinions.
But what I'm saying is which more is more a firebrand of a law? Is it abortion access or is it get access to marriage? I think they're equal as far as how much they're going to make people angry. But the fact that overwhelming people want access to abortion. Most people support same-sex marriage. Most people support legalization of marijuana. Most people support gun laws. That doesn't mean that the powers that be are going to act on our behalf. Because at the end of the day, they have to please their corporate donors. Overlords.
Their donors, yeah.
Their corporate overlords. And that's why you see like this MSNBC thing I was talking about. You got the Latter-day Saints are like, we support this bill. Yeah. As long as you don't get us in trouble if we don't do it.
So. All right, what do you think? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96. We'll keep it going. We're going to take a break right now. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is the winning hour.
Winning
hour on Wednesday. It's Wednesday, so Greg Bach is here, and we are both very excited for the win that happened yesterday, USA versus Iran. And we had it up, but I was on air.
Yeah.
We were on air until the game started at 1. This show obviously goes till 2, mm-hmm. So I kind of refreshed it. And I also made the terrible mistake of talking about the World Cup and trying to ask the question of the audience of, why or why not are you watching?
Yeah.
Because we talked about the controversies and everything happening with FIFA and Qatar. And then I realized, like, I was like, oh, I should probably have done this topic before the game started, because anyone who's watching the game is watching the game and not listening to us. So you, my friend, were watching the game.
I was
watching. So give us some of the best highlights.
I mean, we won.
We won.
That's the highlight for me. It was good. It was action-packed, in my opinion. And
was it rough? I felt like the... Because I got to watch the first two games.
Yeah.
I felt like the Wales-US game was very physical.
Yes.
And then I felt like the England-US game was not nearly as physical. So what was the... Was it...
There's more energy, in my opinion.
Interesting.
There was just more energy. I think the USA. So the USA men's team, I should say.
Well, it's a men's World Cup. I think we can.
Well, I know, but my point is that, like, as far as our soccer goes, as far as our USA teams, we're very used to the women being very, very successful. Mm-hmm. Although they're not playing that great right now.
Oh,
it's fine. They'll come back. But the men's team, I feel like we're very used to them either losing in the group stages or not qualifying. Let's say it's so. I feel like there was.
But in 2014, we made it past.
In 2014, did we?
We played. Was it Belgium or Netherlands? I remember it because who was our old goalie? Bald. He had like 14 saves in that game, and we still lost. But it was like he had like a Herculean effort.
Yeah,
and that was. I remember watching that at my. Wherever I was working at that point. And it was a really exciting game. But they also got 20 shots on goal, and he saved a lot of them.
Yeah.
But so we made it past group play that year.
But we just...
But then we didn't qualify at all in 2018.
Yeah, exactly. We're not an overarching successful
We're not a dominant
country.
Force in the world when it comes to men's football.
So... football. I like to watch the football. But I think there's energy for it because over the past 5-6 years, especially I think the U.S. women's team has really stoked the embers of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do something too, and I feel like there was more energy in this. I felt like there was a lot of energy against Iran, and I don't know if there's a thing, but like we're playing the country of Iran. And there's a lot happening, and USA wants to be all USA about it. But
it was interesting.
But there was energy, and it was exciting.
And Christian is it Pulisic?
Pulisic, I believe.
Pulisic. Yeah. Is he going to be okay? Because he got hurt scoring the one goal.
As far as I know, he'll be fine. I saw
it was like a contusion in his lowest ab, I think I heard.
Well, luckily, I don't have to worry about anything in my
exactly.
abs. Sir, you've hurt the chunky on your tummy. That's what you've done. Stop eating ice cream and trying to do sit-ups.
But he was hospitalized. As far as...
Says he'll be playing.
He will be playing.
He'll be playing Saturday.
So now we move on and we play Nederland.
Nederland.
Who is ranked high.
I believe so, yes.
But that's the thing that I think is... Because there's so little scoring, usually.
Yeah.
In football.
Football.
I mean, we've seen some crazy... Didn't you just say that Tunisia beat France?
Tunisia beat France. I think they beat them 1-0. And
then that's an upset. I mean, the fact that Saudi Arabia beat Argentina is I remember waking up to that news being like, what? So, you know, this is why you play the game, right? Upsets happen.
Mm-hmm. I love upsets. That's what I love about tennis, too. I love watching a Grand Slam and watching some, like, low-seeded, no-seeded person come in and just annihilate someone who's got, like, all the rankings, all the money, mm-hmm. all the training.
But even, I mean, speaking of it, not that I'm a huge Marquette fan, I am a Badger fan, but Marquette beat Baylor last night, and I think that was an upset, and handedly beat them.
In what sport?
Basketball.
Okay, cool. You could have said handball, and I'd be like, cool.
I don't think Marquette has a football team.
That's right, they don't.
They don't. They're big basketball.
Yeah, they're mainly basketball. I feel like, they could...
They have a soccer team.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think, they do not have a football team.
No football.
They have football, not football.
They have football, but not throwball. So that's wonderful. It's great to watch it. And right now I was telling you off air that I am watching on Peacock in Spanish because I do not get the cable channels. And driving to a bar to watch it just seems...
I think you can watch it live on Twitter.
Really?
I think that there was... I feel like that's one of the ways I was streaming it.
I'm not watching it on my phone.
That's fair.
I can
go to a bar.
I can zone out. I don't have to listen to the commentary. I'm just watching the match.
I was actually driving in today. I was listening to Todd Elba's show, which is on the Civic Media Network, over in Richland Center.
Good plug. You know,
and he, I think, is pretty conversational in Spanish.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I refuse to watch soccer with like English speaking commentators. Yeah. It is so much more fun.
Oh yeah.
Listening to Spanish
There's
commentators
so much energy.
Do the game that yeah. he's like, it's the only way to watch.
And it was, Telemundo. What's really fun is to listen to them speak at like high volume, high speed. And then when they have to like say something that's American, they'll be like Snickers. Like they'll just go to town in their beautiful language. And then it'll be like Yamaha motorcycles. Like, so yes, that is.
So where will you watch Saturday?
Saturday, I'll probably, well, I won't be watching it. I'll have to work.
A plug for a friend of the show, Old World Wisconsin, which we've had on multiple times, month and a half ago, I bought tickets to go see their Home for the Holidays event that they do for only 2 weekends. And I knew it was going to sell out because their Halloween thing sold out. And so I got tickets for Mike, his sister, Melissa, and then her daughter, Maddie, who's like 5. I was like, oh, this would be a fun thing to do. Well, we have to be there from 11 to 12, and it's an Eagle.
Yeah.
So I can watch like the first half, and then we have to drive 50 minutes to get to Eagle.
And then you have to go to Eagle.
No, well, maybe this is the thing. I'm curious if I can find a bar in Eagle that would be showing the game.
Yeah, right.
Like, I would love to be proven wrong because we were going to watch it at the Third Avenue Market Hall.
You're going
to
go in there and be like, hey, Bill.
Can we switch this college football? No, because it's 9 a.m. I don't think there's any college games playing yet at 9 a.m.
Sure. I would love it. Like, just walk into an Eagle bar and be like, hey, switch on the World Cup match. I'd be like, okay. Well, what bar is going to be open, too, at 9 a.m.?
It's Wisconsin.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, okay. You're right. True.
Anyway, so I'm bummed that I can only watch the first half because this is a very fun event.
Yes, it is.
World Cup, I am a big fan of.
I know you spoke about it yesterday, but it is an interesting time because of the controversy of it all. And what's, I don't want to say humorous about it because there's nothing humorous about what's happening in the country, but it is humorous to listen to fans be concerned for years since the decision was made by FIFA. But once it all happened, once it started, they're like, yeah, it's fine.
It's a shame.
It's a total shame. Goal.
Does the morality of it all get in your way of trying to enjoy the event? And I think for most of us, because it feels like something that's so out of our hands, it's like, am I also going to punish myself by not watching because I'm upset with how corrupt FIFA is or the country of Qatar and how they, you know, what they're doing or not doing and whatever. And it's not a great list.
No,
not a great list, but another thing I found really interesting as I was trying to, you know, get more information on the reaction, because obviously going into the game, there we have a history with, in the political realm, a history with Iran.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening in Iran right now.
Yep.
I saw footage of at least in certain, I don't know if it'd be provinces or cities, of Iranian people celebrating the loss because they saw it as a strike against
the government.
And they were in this video, at least. I mean, I'm sure this doesn't speak for all of Iranian people, but at least in this video, it was people dancing in the streets, chanting death to the dictator. And I saw I forgot what her name is, but she's a commentator on either CNN or MSNBC, and she's a pretty well-known Iranian reporter, and she said the same thing. She said there's a lot of Iranian people who are actually celebrating this. What I'm nervous about is what does this mean for those players who protested in the first game?
They said that the government has said that they're going to, like, there will be repercussions. And I don't know what that means, if that's just talk, if they're, you know, because right now where they're at, right now they're protesting in the streets. Could you imagine if then all of a sudden they turned around and did something like that to the families of the teams and did something? I mean, like, it would just be, I mean, I don't know.
I would say that this would be a good time for them to seek asylum, but at the same time, if you have family left behind, what is going to happen to them?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
And there was a great photo. Who is the redhead? On the U.S. team, Carrot Top. He's very handsome, but he's like the one like redhead on the team. I can't think of what his name is. It was him and one of the other Iranian players, like hugging after the game, and the Iranian player I think was crying, and it was such an embrace because you know I think we for people who don't watch football.
Josh Sargent?
Yes.
Yeah.
So for those of us who don't watch football year-round and don't know, you know, for the U.S. team, for any of these teams, a lot of these players play together year-round on whatever European team, same team. Yeah. And so these guys have relationships where it's not as maybe divided as certain Olympic individual sports where it's like you have no relationship with the Russian gymnast you're competing against, right? Well, it's like you play with your team and you know this team, which versus soccer, a lot of these guys are teammates or have been teammates and they play against each other and they know each other and they've probably gone out drinking and whatever. And so there is something about this that I think like the world event and the country versus country that we let our politics play out of what that means. But as players, that's not what they're thinking about.
No. And I think even our politics are to a certain extent, I think we let, you know, cause like to me, the Iranian team are a group of individuals. Mm-hmm. They're not the government. They're not the religion. They're not those are players. When I say they love the sport, there's not a word in the English language that like says how much they love that sport and they would play anywhere they could. And it's like watching baseball and you see a player that you hate hit a single and go to first base and the first baseman of the team you love are sitting there smiling and laughing and talking to each other. They're like, no, you have to hate him too. I don't like him. You must not like him. No, it's not how it works. They play in a sport that they love and they're friends and that's just how it is.
Yeah. So
soccer is awesome.
Soccer is awesome.
Yeah.
I was listening to something as far as someone who's still, it was an older podcast host who is still not on board with soccer.
They suck.
And he said something along the lines. He was like, I just can't get behind a sport that there's literally no scoring, which is not true. I think he meant figuratively, because there is scoring, but it's for that reason. I feel like it's one of the few sports where it's almost the opposite of, I don't know if it's the opposite of football, but to me, American football is so funny because there's so much downtime.
Yeah.
Right. Like every play is almost a big play because of what needs to happen. You need to move the goalpost, right? You need to move the flags. And the third down, big deal. But it's like there's so much time in between each play. And so there's suspense built into each play, but then there's tons of timeouts and whatever. But with soccer, as I've gotten more into it over the last whatever years, and you literally basically don't hold your breath. Like you hold your breath almost the entire game because at any moment, it can just happen, and they just score. Like, there is no anticipation of, and I guess that kind of happens with American football if you throw, like, a really long pass or there's an interception. But for the most part, there's just this, and you're just watching, and you're watching it go back and forth. And
it's more of a, that's American football.
And there's no, you know, there's no timeouts. And it's just, they're not like riddled with commercials every five minutes.
And if there's an injury or anything, the clock keeps going. They're like, all right, how much time do we spend on that stuff? Attach another 5-6 minutes and we keep going.
And then it's just a secret. It's like a secret until the end of the game of how much more time we have to play.
Yeah.
My husband describes football as the fastest game of chess you will ever see.
And they say that a soccer player in the majors will run the equivalent of a marathon during one match.
I believe it. Because is the actual pitch that they're playing on, is it bigger than a football field? It looks bigger than a football field.
It looks wider. I'm not sure if it's longer, but I'm not positive. So we gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I was gonna say, I'm very excited. I'm not very excited for pro soccer in Milwaukee in 2025. Literally, it's been what I want to say. Very excited for it to come to town.
All right. We're taking another break. It's still the winning hour. We got two more stories to cover in the last segment. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 14. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs around 34. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 20s, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryer. What guitar riff is that?
That's Carlos Santana.
As, I want to rebrand this whole first hour called The Sexy Winning Hour.
All right. So to round out, I guess this is maybe a little bit of a stretch to say it's a win.
Oh, it's winning.
But just two headlines or two things politically that happened in Wisconsin, Wisconsin politicians yesterday. That's kind of like, all right, that feels like a good thing. So, when was it? Was it back in October that Robin Voss was summoned by the January 6th committee? I think it was right. It was the one that got canceled because of Hurricane Ian and then rescheduled. But he had some, what did he put a subpoena in or something like that? As something how he was trying to get out of it. Well, it turns out that he does have to go sit for the January 6th committee. And so he was subpoenaed by the committee earlier this year after he publicly revealed that Trump called him 20 months after the election.
It's so weird.
To demand that he dismantle the results. And he, at first, I think he tried to, like, I forgot what did he sue, lawsuit? He sued them, right?
January 6th committee,
and said
yeah.
that, and to try to get out of having to actually talk to them.
Yeah.
But it turns out that he will. And that's, I think it's happening today. So when is there next? Do we have a date for the next?
There are no more public hearings.
So there's no more public hearings, but it's not
the full report.
Yep.
Okay.
They're going to release the full report, I assume, before the end of the year.
Yeah, I believe so. I hope so. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, and I guess this wasn't on my outline, but the other big news is the Oath Keepers Rhodes getting convicted for
seditious conspiracy.
So that feels like a win because that feels like a pretty big. I didn't know that guy went to Yale Law School.
That's not surprising, honestly.
Really?
Look at all the lawmakers we have who went to Yale who are nuts.
Yeah, I guess.
And Ted Cruz. Done.
But Ted Cruz just seems like an opportunist more than an ideologue. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, someone who is fine with the former guy making fun of his wife. I mean, he's just in certain ways, in the same way that he had a backbone for a second, talking about the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
And then turned around and went on Tucker Carlson's show, only to, like, lick his boots and apologize. And that's not what I meant and all of these things. And so it's like he cares about power and staying in power more than, I think, his actual agenda versus someone who I think is going to be is literally just been convicted of seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government. I think is a little bit more of an ideologue than Ted Cruz.
I mean, yeah, I think that I'm just saying that dumb people go to good schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Bannon went to Georgetown, so that's pretty good school.
That's pretty good, Sewell.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. I think throw them all in jail. Lock them up. Lock them up.
And then finally, who's not winning?
I mean, he's winning because he's really rich.
He's still really rich. Former gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels.
Big time loser.
Went on, is it Jay Weber's show yesterday and had an interview. And there's a lot of good quotes from it.
I pulled my favorite. But
what's your favorite quote from
it? So this goes in line with the idea where he was just saying, like, I'm gonna work with really smart people. So he believes that what really tanked his election was the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the anger that was, you know, stoked from that. And this is what he said regarding that decision. For whatever reason, they wanted to have the same access to abortion that their parents and their grandparents had, and they are ticked off. If you will, that had to have been taken away from them.
That was quite the impression.
I'm Tim Michaels. My Tim Michaels sounds like a Mike Lindell on like a sleeping pill. Buy my pillows.
I do like that. The one is like, you know, for some reason they were upset about their rights that their mothers and grandmothers had taken away from.
But I really think some of them were genuinely surprised. I think they thought the ladies are going to forget. There's other things.
Well, I mean,
they're not going to worry about their bodily autonomy.
I mean, honestly, there is real fact in that, because in 2016, white women voted for Donald Trump to the tune of 43%. In 2020, it was 45%. So there's a place there for pundits, pollsters, and quote unquote experts to say, yeah, at the end of the day, you're going to get the votes from the women, because they're going to vote for you versus, you know, they'll vote against their own.
Do we know what the breakdown was for? I started to see some, I mean, because obviously all the analysis that really started to come out after the election was coming out while I was sitting on a beach. And so I tried to.
We get it. You got married. Ugh.
But I saw something yesterday that broke down white voters in Wisconsin by age group.
I saw that. Oh, yeah.
And the in 18 to 29 and 30 to 44, Mandela actually beat Evers. He had more young white voters vote for him than voted for Evers. But then in the Gen X boomer, that's where it swayed. And it was, I think, 22 points to 3 points or something. I'd have to go look at the numbers exactly. But I didn't see specifically by gender how that ended up breaking down in Wisconsin specifically.
I tried to do a quick search and it didn't come up with anything other than nothing.
Came up with nothing. But going back to Tim Michaels and in this interview yesterday, because it was interesting. I don't know if I said this on an air, but Wisconsin right now, I always get confused. There's like,
well, that's why.
Wisconsin right now, Empower Wisconsin. They're like one of the conservative blogs came out with their like kind of very opaque, transparent breakdown of what they thought happened. And that as a publication, they were much more on Team Clayfish. And they just kind of called out some of the like GOP operatives who backed Michaels and like why he was a bad candidate and all this stuff. And like they published it. It was very much an airing of grievances of stuff that I feel like usually happens, because there's obviously always infighting.
Yeah.
You know, on the left side, I know that there's certain groups of who doesn't like each other and blah, blah, blah. I have less insight in what that is behind the closed curtain on the Republican side. But they kind of just like put it out there. And so it was interesting to have, you know, Tim Michaels come out and say it. But my favorite part is that he said he'd like to get some of his money back.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, bucko.
I was like, well, this is, I mean, you can't.
Oh, Tim.
You thought you could win.
Yeah, you could do a fundraiser to get some money, but you're a billionaire and no one cares about you.
You'll be fine.
You'll be absolutely fine.
I want to talk to the manager and get my money back. Just like Jane wants to get her money back from cats.
I didn't get my election within, my election took more than an hour. I'm leaving. I want my money back.
All right. Well, that will do it for the winning hour. Maybe the first of many winning hours. Maybe we'll bring this segment back. I don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk about the free speech survey that's happening across the UW system and how we feel about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's